Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Soft, soothing sounds of Yacht Rock Friday.
Got out of town on a boat.
Thanks to everybody who tweeted me, including Burt Mort. Remember Burt Mort? Name sound familiar to you?
Yes. No.
We've said his name on this show before. I even met Burt Mort. Burt Mort was one of the other 2 years ago. He was up for Best Afternoon Show in the Best of the Bay Awards.
Yeah, I remember.
For the week, for the Creative Loafing. And Burt Mort and many other people pointed out that all NHL teams get a bye week this year, 5 days off. So that's why they were saying last game before the break last night. Something was wrong with Esposito last night. I was listening to the game on the radio, and I don't know if he's got something going on, but if he does, yeah, prayers for Phil.
He's in his 80s. I mean, that's what's going on, I think.
Kind of like his mouth was numb or something, like he had a Novocaine shot.
A tough game last night.
Oh, it was ugly.
He sounds better when they're winning.
He does. If they're winning, they sound okay, but they were losing. He was like, ugh. And that other dude, Michigan is going to...
Michigan's the best in the business.
He goes from 0 to 150 like that. He's just in the bullets are. That's...
Yeah, Michigan's incredible. For people that don't know the story, his wife was diagnosed with cancer a couple seasons ago, and he did not miss any games. And he started doing... He did a road game from his house, and nobody knew.
Unreal.
That's crazy. Yeah.
He is a true professional.
And there was a delay. He had to look at the TV to do the game, and there was a delay, and he still nailed everything.
Now, you have an update for us on the big Swede himself, Victor Hedman. It looked horrible last night. You know that we're super paranoid when it comes to injuries. Stamkos, thank God, has been healthy so far.
Yeah, normally when things are going really well for the Lightning, there's some sort of huge injury.
Yeah, like Cali goes down or Stammer.
It's normally Stammer.
This time, Victor Hedman last night was they always say lower body injury. He was gripping his leg. It didn't look good. What's the prognosis, Seth?
Well, Paul Delgado from Fox 13 was freaking out last night. He said he would donate Victor Hedman his own leg for the rest of the year. Oh. But I don't think Hedy will need that leg. He is only supposed to be out 3 to 6 weeks.
That's huge. Especially because one of the weeks is a bye week.
Yes.
It looked bad last night. I mean, look at this injury. Watch watch Victor's leg.
So that's perfect. They have a cushion right now.
Good.
They got a week off.
Great.
Everything's going to work out.
Fantastic.
It's their year.
What you got, John?
Are you seeing this other somewhat breaking news on Twitter right now?
Hold the phone.
It's about a report that just came out from the Wall Street Journal.
Hold on.
Reports that Trump lawyer Michael Cohen paid porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about a sexual encounter she had with Donald Trump.
Ooh.
That was a long time ago.
This is, according to the report, it was when, not too long ago, Barron was a baby. And
the porn star was paid off.
Go ahead, ma'am. Keep going. All right, John, go ahead. She's telling the news to someone else, so you go ahead and say it, and she's going to tell it to whoever she is.
Yeah, according to the report, Melania was at home with baby Barron Trump, who had just been born a few months before. And he was out having sex with porn stars, and she didn't know.
Oh, Stormy Daniels.
She's cool. I've had her in the studio before.
Oh, she directs now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with this. This is before he was president. He was just a regular guy, man.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't like a president cheating on his wife. This is a guy cheating on his wife.
Yeah. She was.
Happens every day.
Yep.
She was the first porno I watched with Phoebe.
Oh, how'd that go for you?
It was all right.
Did you get the banging in?
Yeah, that's what you do.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I guess Michael Cohen, who spent nearly a decade as a top attorney at the Trump Organization, arranged $130,000 payment to the woman, Stephanie Clifford, better known to the world as Stormy Daniels. Who's she with, Evan? One of the dudes from, he's in a band. Evan something from one of those metal bands.
Anthrax?
No.
What was it? Evan Seinfeld? Or?
Yeah, but what band was he in?
Oh, you're okay.
No, I swear it's not. No D's Nuts. I'm calling No D's Nuts. I just don't remember the band that he was in. It's like
you can't call No D's Nuts.
I am calling No D's Nuts. It's like a jackal or a wasp or
Evan Steinfeld.
That's him, but I can't remember what band. He's either a porn star or he was in a band.
One of the
might
two.
Might have been both.
This says American musician.
Yeah. What band? Who was
it? Also says he's appeared in films under the name Spider Jones.
Oh. I thought he was in a
Biohazard?
That's it. Biohazard. Thank you.
Biohazard these nuts.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Got you. I didn't, got you.
No,
so
he
good.
Did not. He didn't get me. He was asking if I was getting him.
But you were trying to get me.
I wasn't. I couldn't remember the name Biohazard.
Biohazard these. No.
No, I'm not. I swear, there's. It's Biohazard. I was trying to think of the name Biohazard.
Spider Jones these nuts?
No, I was legit wondering the name of the band that he was in. Regardless, they met at a July 2006 celebrity golf tournament in Lake Tahoe. And a year after he got married, there was a non-disclosure agreement signed, and it was to the tune of $130,000. Mm. They arranged the payment a month before the 2016 election so that she would...
It was all about her not coming out during the...
Wow.
But I don't think consensual sex is going to be like a big deal.
Oh,
right?
No.
No evidence of a non-consensual interaction.
Because cheating ain't going to do it. It's got to be more than that.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
How does it work when somebody agrees to something like that, they get paid their money, and then I don't know how this is all coming out, but let's just say she said F it and started telling everybody. She's probably held legally liable,
right? She would be, yeah. If they can prove that she released that information, then yes, she would be. I'm sure it's written in the NDA that that she has to pay all the money back, probably all the money times 10 or something like that. They make it very punitive. 727-579-1025. Well, this is interesting news. Not, you know. I mean, dudes cheat on their wives, especially powerful dudes. What's up, Mauricio?
Hey, feliz viernes.
Yes, sir.
So, can I get beat, man?
Oh, can I get beat, man? Sure.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers roasting is what I'm missing. Chicken so good, just want to stick my feet in.
What just happened?
Well, I've heard of chicken that's finger licking, but I never heard a chicken that I want to put my in. Ever. Never.
Must be some tasty chicken.
Biohazard these nuts. No, it just doesn't work. What's up, Joey? How are you? I wish it did.
Hello?
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 Hey, this is Josh calling from the West Coast.
Of Florida?
Love your show. You guys are the... What up? You guys are the most. Shout out to my poor Richie kids, Shorty and Jay, who turned me on to you funny DJs.
Rhyme Jay with Jay, okay.
Shorty and Jay, I miss Art. Do you guys miss, you guys know Arthur Treacher's and Zips Ice Cream and Friendly's?
There's still a Friendly's. It's on International Drive in Orlando. I got kicked out of there for being mean. It's a friendly joke. Yeah, Friendly's is good. They have a fisherman jig there. Not making that up. This is not a D's Nuts joke. The fishamajig. God, everybody. The fishamajig is a fish sandwich with cheese and tartar sauce.
You've created this culture, man.
I know. I'm sorry. I have fostered this.
Everybody's skittish.
I know. I can understand where you would be. Skittish with the Skittles. Julie, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Friday.
Right back at you, darling.
Hey, I wanted to let, I think it was Seth that mentioned Chi-Chi's.
That was John Senning.
Nobody knows me.
Sorry.
Nobody knows him.
Yeah.
Sorry. You can still purchase Chi-Chi's actual corn cake mix on Amazon and make it at your house with a can of sweet corn and butter, and it tastes exactly the same.
I already knew that. They sell it at Winn-Dixie, too.
That was a cool place. It was one of the first sit-down, really nice, not nice on a Cantina Laredo level where a Besito in West Shore Plaza, but like, you know, a nice family sit-down Mexican place as opposed to a Taco Hell.
It was. I still have a picture, like a Polaroid of me with a sombrero with my fried ice cream.
I have the same one, and I have the pissed off look of a 14-year-old who made his mom promise not to have the waiters wish him a happy birthday, but they did it anyway. I have photos of me at Chi-Chi's, Casa Gallardo, the Bubble Room. Same look on my face, which is, Mom, you promised that the waiters would not wish me a happy birthday, and still my mom would go, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Give me a Fernando. wish him, that's Drew, he's turning 16 years old today. We couldn't get him a car. You know what we're going to get him? You singing him a Feliz Cumpleaños. Besos to you, Fernandos. We do that for you, Mrs. Jewish Brooklyn lady, but first you got to take care of me first. You got to put this testado in your mouth. I almost said testado. John, what's up?
What up, man?
Nothing.
I got a place I'd like to bring back.
What is it?
Discovery Zone.
Oh, you're going DZ for Discovery Zone.
DZ, hell yeah, Discovery dude. Zone.
What was that? I never went to a Discovery Zone.
It was awesome.
It was
like
so
a Chuck E. Cheese.
It was like
that's disgraceful.
Yeah, sorry. It was like better because I don't know. It wasn't all cheesy like Chuck E. Cheese. It was just straight ball pits and obstacle courses.
Yeah, you like
stuff.
Those ball pits, don't you?
They had the slide, unlike any other slide. That was like roller bars.
The rollers.
The
rollers.
Yeah. Metal. So, yeah. Those good times.
All right. Well, thank you, man. Appreciate that. DZ. Wow, I haven't thought of
that's great.
The DZ in a long time. Laura, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you?
Hey. How about Frisch's Big Boy?
Were those actually ever in Florida? Because I know there is one still
that's
in Florida.
Funny. That's very funny, John.
Yes, there was one on Pasadena Avenue in St. Pete.
You guys are acting like you don't know of my trauma with Frisch's.
Oh, I don't know, but I know there's Frisch's. One standing in the state of Florida.
Yeah, at that store, didn't the manager make you sit on his lap when he drove you home?
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
And then usual, you have the vague idea correct and the details wrong.
Wait, you're his special friend.
There was a sleepover, and then he got in your sleeping bag, right?
Oh, yeah.
No.
And you removed your Umbros slowly?
No, there were no Umbros back then. Sun britches and sun decks. Laura, what you probably didn't know is that one of my first jobs was as a dishwasher at Frisch's, and the manager...
That was awesome.
Oh, it's not.
It's not awesome. This is going to an unawesome place, I promise. First of all, there's nothing awesome about washing dishes at Frisch's. Secondly, the manager who got me a job was a quote-unquote friend of mine. I was 15. I couldn't even drive myself to work. My mom had to drive me. And the manager was a friend who was 21, and he could buy us Old Milwaukee beer. That was his brand of choice.
15.
I was 15.
With a 21-year-old man.
We played tennis with us and stuff.
It was a different time.
Parents thought he was safe. And he... we'd hang out, we'd drink some beer, and then one night he took me out to a UCF party, and we...
Oh, my God. Man, 15.
I hate this so much.
Oh, wow.
And when I went to sleep on his floor, he was on his bed, and he started masturbating.
What? Oh.
I know. It's
That's a serious...
I know.
That's terrible.
And then he made you make eye contact
But I said, what are you doing? And he goes, come on, man, don't act like you don't do it. I go, well, I do it, but I don't do it when there are people in my room.
Did he ask for help?
No, but I get the idea that's what he was...
That conversation was too long.
Yes, it was.
Did you did you then...
Left. I just...
Oh,
left.
You just left? You didn't. You didn't handle yourself?
No, I think I called my parents to come get me.
Did you tell him why?
I didn't think my mom's probably finding out right now.
Do you know his name? I would love to get him on for a throwback Thursday.
I saw him years after that. It was.
What's his name? Let me see if I can find him.
No.
How's he doing?
I don't know. Hopefully not preying on more 15-year-old boys.
That's the thing. You needed to.
I know.
Hey, you got lucky, man. You got away.
I did. I don't know.
The old sleepover with the manager.
I know. And the thing is, he worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken before that. And when he would, we'd go on long tennis trips. Like, we'd go to Longboat Key in Sarasota, all of us, like me, my friends, him, and my family, and everybody. and he'd get a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken in his Volkswagen Scirocco for the road, and we'd eat that. Scirocco. He had the Scirocco. And then, we hung out, and I just thought he wanted to buy me beer because I was a cool kid. I was not a cool kid.
How did you know that he was pleasuring himself? Just the bed start rocking, or did he tell you?
Well, you know the sound of Vaseline and the...
Oh, he was using lubrication.
Yes, John.
And you were asleep?
I was laying there.
Oh.
On the floor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you think about joining in?
No. Yeah, just not anything about that was... appealing to me.
John wishes that he was in your shoes for that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that weird if you really were friends. Because when I was 15, we were doing group masturbatory sessions.
How big was the group?
I don't mean we weren't helping each other or anything.
But you would do it together?
Well, one person usually had I remember there being one person who had porno, first of all, a video.
Right.
So we'd all set up our own little blankets and we'd...
Okay, this really trumps my story.
Hold on.
We were all young. We were all young. I didn't have any older men there.
Like, how old are you talking?
I don't know. Probably about 13, 14.
You said 15.
Okay, it might have been 15. I think it was younger than... No. It was definitely younger than 15 because I had already lost my virginity by 15. So
you and the J.O. crew would just hang out?
It was like, probably like 12, 13.
And you and a bunch of buddies, like, each on your...
well, usually the lights would be out, so we weren't looking at each other.
You guys would plan this?
It wasn't like, come on over and let's do this.
Yeah, let's do it.
But it would just
kind of
happen.
You each have your own blanket.
Right.
There's nothing gay about this.
Hey, nobody said the word gay, John.
There's nothing even predatory about this.
No one said that word either.
There's nothing straight about it.
Well, you're young. You're exploring your body.
Sure.
If you're 12 or 13
right.
and you're seeing a porno for the first time, and your options are please yourself with other people in the room or don't please yourself at all, which one do you go for?
At the time, probably don't please myself at all. Like,
well, that's you.
Oh.
We all walk our own path.
We do, John.
Oh, man.
We do, and your path is littered with
little boys in
blankets.
This isn't that weird. You guys like to make things that aren't weird seem weirder than they are.
I learned last night that you peed on walls.
I did.
So...
on Everson walls, the defensive back for the Dallas Cowboys?
No,
that'd
on, like,
be funny.
Walls.
In the house when I was young, I did that.
Like a protest?
I did that too.
Pee on walls?
Yeah, when we were selling our house in Orlando, I didn't want to go, so I went to potty in my closet every day.
I don't know why I did it. I would go under the bed, and I would also I would go from the top bunk onto the wall so it would run down like a waterfall. And one time I was busted by my cousin who held it over my head for years.
You would do this in your own bedroom?
Yeah. I was very young.
I was 13 when I did this.
Oh, yeah. I was probably like 7.
Kevin, anything you'd like to confess?
Oh, man. I can't even. No. Nothing like that. I mean,
man, I've already forgotten about the Frisch's manager.
Nothing with
all
pee.
I think about is John and his buddies.
That's the thing. You can think my thing's gay, but you were almost molested.
I never said it was gay. It's just a little odd. That's
what's
all.
Odd about it?
I mean, I've watched porno with dudes before, but nobody J-O'd. Like, everybody, we just watched porn. It was like, all right, look, that's porn.
Well, how many guys in the room, John?
I'd venture to say at least 4.
All with blankets.
All
like
with blankets.
In a circle? Or?
No, you just kind of each have your own air, your own squadron.
Squadron?
Quadrant?
I think you mean quadrant.
Squadron?
No, a squadron is a team. Like, that means you each have your own team.
They were a team, I think.
It's not that.
Was there any physicality, John?
No. Never would.
Now I'm really curious. So if you were done, would you get up and leave the room?
Or did you wait for everybody to finish?
take turns going to the bathroom? Like, what do you do?
Right, did you make noise?
I don't remember the intricate details. I just remember that there was a...
Was there a winner?
No, it was never like that.
It wasn't was a like, guy who couldn't come over.
It wasn't like it wasn't like a circle situation or anything. It was just young line. Men experiencing pornography for the first time.
Say that in such a beautifully poetic
way.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Hey, John, is that your dream to do that with all the
guys
on this show?
No, I don't have thoughts.
I would do that with you. If you want to do that, I'll do that.
I don't have thoughts about doing that anymore. It was just something that...
Oh, well,
anymore?
You'd go under the blanket with John?
Well, I mean, I'm not under his blanket.
No, nobody's under the same blanket.
Like, right. You have your own quilt and afghan, and you could sit in a room with John.
Yeah.
Lights are off. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't even know there's other people there.
Right.
But the glow of the porno illuminates the room, John.
I'm not looking. I'm just, doing my own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Until we get together as people. What's up, Haley?
John, yeah, it's totally weird, but my boyfriend totally did the same thing, so you're not alone. And I thought it was like, I looked at him as if he had a troubled childhood, but no. Apparently, it's something guys do when they're exploring. So that's just really funny that he did that too.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you girls ever do anything like that?
I did not. I remember learning about that. We all talked about it as a group, but as far as like being together and whatever, no.
All right.
You're evolved creatures.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Wow. Shooter in the Stash said it perfectly on Twitter. There is some weird S going down on Andrew on the radio. There's a lot of people who have John's back on this. I mean, physically, literally, they have your back.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly assumed when I said that was something that took place fairly regularly with young boys.
Do we really need to hear more stories of triumph about young men under the blanket together? I feel like we got the gist of the story with John.
No, they were under the blanket together, okay? Stop trying to...
We don't need any corroborating.
Change the narrative.
I mean, if we're being honest here, then yes, of course, you know, you'd have a friend that would also have Playboys and penthouses, yeah. And you'd go, oh, your dad has them too. And you know.
John, I'm start calling you Moonlight.
I don't even know what that means.
You should.
James Fritz, Donnie, Darren, Anthony, hang on. We'll take your group J.O. stories too. And It's Okay, It's Not Okay featuring somebody suing Janice for something that they should have expected to happen that night.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.